dinner.
Yes.
Mm. Which one of the pressure packs is this one, right?
Jeffrey's a while you're listening. Just involved with
okay, the Zechidish was that Ariel Shayna Basavishu followed. Vayishlach. This week's Pashas Vayishlach. You read the famous Pasuk, Vayavo Yaakov Sholem Ir Shechem. Famous Rashi, Yaakov comes Sholem. Sholem Begufo, Shenisrape Mitzal also. Right, his limp was better. Sholem Bemamono, Shlochosir Klum. And the Shalom B'Tarasa. So if you look, take a look on page 4 in the Gemara in Shabbos. Vayava Yaakov Shalom Irsh Vaomar Rav Shalom Begufo Shalom Bemamono Shalom Betoroso. Vayichan is Pnei Ir Amar Rav. So Vayichan is Pnei Ir. So he made certain things takanas in the city. What were they? Amar Rav Matbeya Tikein Lahem. So the first thing is he minted Tikein Divrei Chen V'Chanaya. Matbeya, coins, shvakim, tikein lahem. He paved streets for them. And Rav Yochanan Omer Mechartzos tikein lahem. And he made bathhouses. So these are the things that Yaakov did in Shechem. He did the matbeya, the shvakim, and the Mechartzos. So what is the significance of these things? So if you look at the Yismach Moshe, so he says a fascinating idea on page 6. Vayichan as pnei ha'ir Rav Omar matbeya tikin lehem Shmuel Omar shvokim tikin lehem Yeruchan Omar mechatzos tikin lehem Nearly alpima sha'omru chazal. The Gemara says in Erevin, Krochim Ruban Begezel. Most of the people living in the big cities were involved in Gezel. Umiyuton Barayas. And the minority were involved in Gilarayas. This is and that's talking about a regular, you know, Jewish stuff. Because you can crash all over the Kochavim, in Shechem, Krach Godel Kazeh. Right? Shechem is a big city. And it was a city of Avodah Zarah. And Chazal say, Oy l'rocha, oy l'shcheino. So why is Yaakov Avinu making his habitation in a place like a big metropolis like Shechem? And that's which is a krach anyway has negative qualities to it. It's Ruben Begezel, Mutan Barayus. And this is a Goyish krach is even worse. So why does he live there? So he says this Yismach Moshe, that's what the Gemara is telling us. The kach Omar Rav Matbeya Tikein Lehem. What does it mean, Matbeya Tikein Lehem? Al pi mash kosu mar shah be pasuk miksha acha zahav tohor. Last line hayne mat be tikin lehem or to loymar she tikin lehem had mat beya she ye betara beli gezel. Mat be tikin lehem means he taught the community the tara of the money, meaning that the money has to be pure, the money has to be betara. But that's what it means, Tikin Lehem. Shasa Benim takanas shelo yasigu, and he made takanas that there shouldn't be hasagas gvul. You know, when you earn money, you should earn money, and it should be clean. It should be betara. Ushmul omar shvokin tiv dkein lahem. The streets. What's the streets? Because it says in Maseches Shabbos shvokim lahoshiv behem zonos. That shokish, the corners were where the zonos would try to attract people to come with them. Those are on the street corners. And that's the Lashon Shavakim Lahoshiv Vahem Zonos. So Vinehu Tikin Lahem Ashvakim. Shelo Yekim and Hagim Akodim. Was he cleaned up the streets, so to speak? That was the second thing that Yaakov did. And then Rav Yochanan and Mechatzos Tikin Lahem, because also the Mechatzos were also places of Znus, etc., as the Gemara has there. So that is the idea that Yaakov Avinu realized that the Shechem is a place where it, you know, is a tremendous metropolis that could be full of these things: Reuben Begezel, Miud Barayas. So the things that the Gemara says is Matbea Tikein Lehem, Shvokas Tikein Lehem, Mechatzos Tikein Lehem, are to clean up the city in that aspect. And then, continuing, the Mishnah Pirkei Avos. Kol ha-mazakeh ha-rabim ein chayv ba'al yodah. A person is mazakeh ha-rabim. If you're involved in tzarchi tzibur, you help the community, so then it's a zchus that you're not going to sin. V'chol ha-machteh ha-rabim ein maspikim yodah lasus tshuva. But a special zchus you have when you mezakeh harabim. Then there's another mission in Pirkei Avos on page 12, two lines from the bottom. Hillel Omer, Al tifrosh min hatzibur, v'al tamin ba'atzmecha adyol moscha. Don't set yourself aside from the tzibur, and don't believe in yourself till the day you die. Don't think just because you've been Shomer Torah mitzvahs till now that you can't slip. So you got to be careful. So there's a Kedushas Levi on page 14-15 and Pirkei Avos on page 15. Zesha Omer Atan Al Tifrosh Min Hatzibur Ratzal Omer Al Tifrosh Min Lahosam Derech Avodas Abor Yisbarach Derech Yirosam Avosam B'Dvei Kusam. Whereas you should never set yourself aside from the tzibur. Meaning you should always be interested in influencing the tzibur in a proper way. Ubir tam ludvarv ki zulas asher nochem v'yosher adover le'asos mitzad ava l'boro sprach b'na musu. Whereas you show ava to Hashem, but there's another idea. Because al tifrosh min hatzibur, why? Because kol ha-mezakeh harabim ein chet ba'al yada. Because if you mezakeh harabim ein chet ba'al yada. So therefore, al tifrosh min hatzibur. Because if you're part of the tzibur, not only are you helping Hashem this, but you're helping yourself. Because you're part of the tzibur, you get this chus that ein chet ba'al yada. Ah, but you might think, "Achulai tomer she'in chatzarik los cholzeh." What do I need for? Ki kvar higata el harama shebamalos hayira. Because he goes and say, "I already are in a high madrega, so I don't need to the schus hatzibur." Lachein omer she'in charo hadover al mituso. Well, al tamin ba'atzmecha. What does it mean? I don't believe in yourself. Meaning, daika kshato ba'atzmacha levadcha v'lo zikiz harabim sheye maseim zchusum l'cha l'olam haba lo tamin l'cha. Don't believe in yourself, meaning if you're a loner, then you can't believe in yourself that you're going to be protected for the long term. But if you're not a loner, you're involved in the zchus harabim, then you're protected. So that's what it means. Al tifro shmena tzibur, always be part of the tzibur, and then because eid chayt al ba'al yodo, v'al tamin ba'atzmecha, but don't believe in yourself as an individual without having a communal connection, and that would be the zchus hatzibur. That's what Avram, what Yaakov Avinu did. He was involved in Matbea Tikein Lahem, Shavakim Tikein Lahem, Mechatzos Tikein Lahem. And that was what he accomplished. If you look at the Makar LeNefesh of the Freimer Rav on page 22, the Heilige Freimer Rav, on the bottom, Vayichan is praying here. Rav Amar Matbea Tikein Lahem Shmuel Amar Shvakin Rav Yochanan Amar Chatzos. V'nira Da'inyan on the left side. V'nira Da'inyan, says the Freimer Rav in the Makar LeNefesh. Sheesek b'tzikim b'ruchu al derech zed. The Reisha Parsha k'si v'yira Yaakov. It says in the beginning of the Parsha, Yaakov was afraid. Even though he was promised by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who shmarticha. Avogav nehuftach by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, shmarticha b'chol asher teilech. Mikol mokom yorei shema yigro machet. He was still afraid that maybe he'll sin and the promise is off. So it's v'nira b'yir ha'inyan. The Be'ovo, Pirkei Ovo says, Kol b'zakeh sarabim eichei ba'al yado v'yadu ha'mai sh'peirish kudushas levi. What we just saw. And the kudushas levi says, Al tifrosh v'atzibor v'al tamin ba'atzimcha yon moscho shalom tifrosh v'lios b'zakeh rabim. Shem etovo l'ilecheit. Never say, I did enough. I'm b'zakeh the rabim, now I can retire from that. No. You always need the shmir. You get the rabbim to keep Torah. You get the zikr of rabbim. Shomer shem lekechas habrit v'zachesim. So then, if you did Zikrei Rabim, then Hashem is going to watch you, and you don't have to be afraid that Shem Yigro Mechait. So Chorchach Shehiya Yaakov Avinu Eitz Lavan Torah B'Melachto B'Shmir Shatzon. When he was involved in Shmir Shatzon based Lavan, he wasn't Osek B'Zikrei Rabim. So he was afraid Shem Yigro Mechait. So therefore, Shabbala Mokom Menucha, when he leaves Beis Lavan, so what's the first thing he does? Zikr Harabim. Because since Beis Lavan he wasn't also in Zikr Harabim, so he had a fear. So right now, Vayichan is Pnei Yair. He graced the city as one of the before Shem points out here. Okay, Shabbat Moka Menucha, Hayarashis Malachto Lasak Bzikwe Arabim, Vilhasim Milibo, Amora Shaloyovo Chait Al Yodo. So Chait won't be Al Yodo. In all the years he was in Shila, he was in Beis Lavan, didn't know what was going on. But now, he's involved in Zichrei Rabbim. And then there's nothing to worry about. There's nothing to worry about. Because if you're also in Zichrei Rabbim, ein chet al bal yadav. And Dafka now, he's no longer in Beis Lavan. He's able to. And that's something, you know, Altamin Ba'atzmecha, meaning only if you become a loner, then you can't believe in yourself because you don't know. Just because you were Shomer Torah Mitzvahs all these years, who knows what could happen? But if you're Oseik, the Zikra and Rabin, Eichei Ba'olam. That's the Yesod. That Yaakov right away is no longer in the Beis Lavan, he goes to Shechem. Shechem is Reuben Megezel, Yutan Barayas. So he makes all these takanas. Tikin Lem Abaya, Tikin Shvakim, Tikin Lem Mechatzos. And that's very important. But sometimes we have to realize, sometimes people get too involved in Zikrei Rabbim, you know, when they're younger, and they don't have, you know, the ability yet to do it. So you have to, you know, like Rav Khan has mentioned, you have to build yourself a foundation. You build yourself a foundation when you're younger, then you can give to the Rabbim even in a more profound way when you're, you know, it's always a question, when does the Zikrei Rabbim part start? I mean, there's, you know, different types of Zikrei Rabbim. Some, you know, some can take up a lot of time, something, you know, so every person has to know when the Zikrei Rabbim, or what type of Zikrei Rabbim, you know, some Zikrei Rabbim is for a certain type of people, some are not. Some should start earlier, some should start later. All this thing. But Zikrei Rabbim has a tremendous koyach and a tremendous power that we learn from Yaakov Avinu, v'yichein et re'ir, maloso shel Zikrei Rabbim.